Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. Today, I want to talk about Amazon and their recent announcement that they plan to raise the company's minimum wage. This week, Amazon announced plans to raise the company's minimum wage in the United States to $15 an hour. In a statement released this week, Amazon said the salary increase would more than double the federal minimum wage of $7.25 per hour and would take effect on November 1st. The change would affect more than 250,000 full and part-time employees, plus more than 100,000 seasonal employees Amazon plans to hire over the holiday season. CEO Jeff Bezos was quoted, "We listened to our critics, thought hard about what we wanted to do, and decided we wanted to lead. We're excited about this change and encourage our competitors and other large employers to join us." This is really big news in the HR and talent space. And I think there's three things we can take from this, or at least think about initially, as we kind of get our arms around what this big leap in minimum wages means for Amazon workers. One, private companies, if they're big enough, like Amazon, can often move faster and affect change much more quickly than governments can. Think about this. The federal minimum wage has been parked at $7.25 for a long time. Amazon moved more than doubles that wage, and there are lots of higher minimum wages in different states and localities around the country as well. But certainly the power and the impact that a really large employer and an influential employer like Amazon has on this overall conversation about minimum wages and living wages is really, really powerful. Number two, this move by Amazon puts pressure on the entire retail ecosystem. Certainly Amazon's direct competitors, Walmart, Target, Macy's, etc. But this even pressures other types of employers as well that you don't think about as being competitive with Amazon necessarily. Things like fast food restaurants or fast casual restaurants or other service businesses, call centers even. The kinds of employers that would be competing for the same types of workers that Amazon is looking to raise wages for. The ripple effect on this wage increase is going to be really interesting to keep an eye on. And finally, number three, and the one that's, I think, most interesting to me. For a long time, companies have competed by kind of racing to the bottom, right? We're going to compete by cutting costs, getting more efficient, streamlining operations, outsourcing, moving operations overseas, et cetera, kind of this race to the bottom in order to compete. Amazon's flipping that switch a little bit, and they're raising the bar on competition, right? I just talked about how the ripple effect in the entire retail and other service sector ecosystem is going to be interesting to see how it plays out. Amazon's putting so much pressure on these companies by competing, by raising the stakes. And if companies aren't good enough or efficient enough or profitable enough to be able to raise the stakes themselves, Amazon could see even more competitive advantage go their way as a result of this wage increase. And we haven't even talked about the impact on the employees themselves. I think maybe we'll save that for the next episode of the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. This is super interesting news from probably America's most interesting company, and we'll be following it closely. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3hr.com.